This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Beth O'Brien is an author, poet, and the founder of Disabled Tales, a project which explores and discusses disabled characters in folklore and fairy tales. She's releasing her debut novel, Wolf Siren, on the 27th of March, which is a retelling of Little Red Riding Hood, and follows a partially sighted Red on her journey through the forest. In part one, Beth discussed the beginnings of Disabled Tales and their upcoming symposium, and she's joined us once again to talk more about Wolf Siren and the inspiration behind it. Thanks for speaking to us again, Beth. So, to get started, can you give us an elevator pitch?
So, it is a book that follows a visually impaired character called Red, who lives in a town that is very much separated from the woods that surrounds it. They fear it and its magic, but Red's grandmother has gone missing, and Red seems to be the only person who is brave enough or silly enough to venture into the woods, much to her town's displeasure. And the story is about her real desperation to find out what's happened to her grandmother and to really understand the magic of the woods that her town fears.
And how did you find the process of writing the book?
I had so much fun writing it, and Red has very much got my vision. So it was very weird and lovely to sort of craft that story and to work out how you can most reflect vision through words. Sometimes my editor would sort of say, oh, like, you haven't described what anyone looks like. And I'd be like, well, no, of course I haven't.
And this is a middle grade book for children ages 10 to 11. Why did you want to write a story for young people of this age?
I wanted to do it because I'd never had the chance to read anything like that myself, which is unfortunately probably still the case for a lot of young visually impaired people. And I was an avid reader, I was an avid audiobooker, which is the same thing, but it was something that I didn't really have, or if there was a representation of visual impairment in literature, it was usually total blindness, which isn't my experience. And I think it is important that young people see themselves in literature, but also that people who are sighted see other people's perspectives in literature. Because I write sighted characters as well as visually impaired ones, but I've learned how to do that by reading, because I that way I learn what other people can see. And I think for me that was such a fascinating thing to sort of discover, that people can see such nuanced facial expressions and things that I can't. And I think it's just as important for sighted young people to understand how other people might experience the world, just as I think as it's important for visually impaired young people to be able to feel themselves represented in literature.
And I guess one of the wonderful things about fairy tales and folk stories being such a big part of our storytelling culture is that they can be retold and reworked in so many different ways and really change depending on current attitudes.
Personally, I feel very lucky that we're sort of at a point where this is quite popular in terms of feminist retellings, giving voice to characters, who either don't feature very prominently in other stories or who are traditionally the villain, even. I'm thinking of Maleficent there. Yeah, I think it's a important thing to do, and these stories have always been adapted and changed. So it's not like we're doing anything necessarily new. It's only new because we're doing it in our own time and place. So naturally we're imposing our own sort of values onto that, but I don't see that as a bad thing. I think it's quite a natural progression of the fairy tale, which isn't always an evolving genre.
And can you describe the Wolf Siren book cover for us?
The cover is stunning. It's slightly tactile. You can feel there's an illustration of Red on the front cover, and she is tactile. You can feel her red cloak, and the lettering for the title is slightly raised as well. The cover is lovely. It's very atmospheric. There's lots of dark tree silhouettes, large wolves surrounding Red, who is standing completely unafraid in the middle of them all. I think it really captures some of the drama of the book. Yeah, it's just so exciting to see it become a real thing rather than just these random thoughts in my brain.
And will there be an audiobook available?
You can pre-order it already on Audible. I think some of my family have already done. It will be, and the audiobook should be released the same day as the print version on the 27th of March.
And once more, when and where can people buy Wolf Siren?
The book is coming out on the 27th of March, and you can pre-order the audiobook from Audible. Otherwise, it's available to order from Waterstones or Amazon or bookshop.org, whatever takes your fancy.
Well, thank you so much, Beth O'Brien, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your debut novel, Wolf Siren.